Welcome back to Question Medicine, where we are asking medical questions and giving medical answers based on recent medical literature. And today's question is, does using a Swiss ball during pregnancy or during labor improve your labor experience? Does it make it so you have less pain? Does it make it so that you have less odds of a C-section? Does using a Swiss ball during active labor improve the outcomes? You ponder that question, and I'll be back in 15 seconds. Andrew Bilt, sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's do this thing, shall we? Here is the deal, my friends. Here is the deal. There is a whole host of things that are done during active labor that may or may not help. There is a whole host of things that anyone will tell you what you should do during active labor that may or may not help. One of those things is a Swiss ball and activities that you can do on a Swiss ball that will improve the outcomes. They improve the outcomes of labor and the neonatal position and all these things. But what about a study? Oh, if we only had a study, but now we do. A randomized controlled trial that enrolled 200 patients from a single center in Brazil who were in active labor for the use of a Swiss ball during labor compared to just normal, usual care. The individuals in the control group that just got usual care had a Swiss ball available to them, but did not receive any specific instructions on how to use the Swiss ball, which was key, because in the intervention group, those individuals had tailored instructions by physiotherapists on the use of a Swiss ball and encouragement on how to do so. They gave them certain techniques, tricks, and tips on how to use the Swiss ball. They were there for the entire labor. They gave them everything that you could give them one step of the way with a physiotherapist in the room right there with you using the Swiss ball. If you want to know details on how to use the Swiss ball, well then you should go to the paper because they actually do break down in detail or relatively good detail on how to use the Swiss ball and what different pelvic floor activities you could be doing during different stages of labor. But I'm not going to go into that during a podcast because it'll get way too confusing. But there was tailored instructions that addressed basically everything you can think of, from the fetal position, the fetal station, the cervical dilation, the premature urge to push. There were Swiss ball exercises for everything, and you had a physiotherapist right there with you, coaching you along. The end primary outcome here was the duration of first stage of labor, and there was no doubt that this outcome had met its match, or at least it had met significance, clinical and statistical. It was 180 minutes shorter first stage of labor if you were randomized to the Swiss ball group. If you had a Swiss ball and a physiotherapist, you had 180 minutes, 3 hours shorter duration of the first stage of labor. The second stage of labor was only 19 minutes shorter, and the intensity of pain reported on a visual analog scale, 0 to 10, was on average 2 to 2.7 points lower in the intervention group. Reminder, you need roughly a 1-point change on a 10-point scale to be clinically significant, so a 2 to 2.7 change in the intervention group just by giving them Swiss ball and doing a Swiss ball exercise is significant. The absolute rate of C-section was 14 percentage point lower in the intervention group. If you had a Swiss ball and Swiss ball activities, your absolute difference in C-section rate was a number needed to treat of 7. There are not many things that we do when it comes to childbirth and labor and C-sections that have a number needed to treat of 7 to decrease rates of C-section delivery or cesarean delivery. That is almost too good to be true, and I'll talk about the limitations here in a second. But first, the babies. The babies, well, I have nothing to say about the babies because neonatal outcomes were similar in both groups. So here is my gripe with this study. Because so far, it sounds wonderful. It sounds ideal. It sounds perfect. A number needed to treat of 7 to decrease C-section delivery. I mean, come on. Lower pain scales, like a 2 to 3 point lower on a 10-point scale. I mean, come on. 3 hours shorter during the first stage of labor. I mean, come on. this seems too good to be true. But here's the main limitation, or at least one of the main limitations for me, was that those in the intervention group were trained and had professional physiotherapists or physical therapists in the room with them or doing everything with them at all times. This is not reasonable. I would love to see this study replicated with just pictures or a coloring book, or teach the nurses and then have them be in the room with mom because they're probably already going to be there anyways, or anything else besides for having a professional physical therapist in the room at all times during all births, because that's not realistic. And when I looked at the authors for this paper, it appears that they were basically all part of the physical therapy department, which means that they probably had a little personal bias in making sure that this trial turned out positive, which easily could have affected the results. Maybe the doctor wasn't as eager to go in for a C-section when they knew there was already a physical therapist in the room working with the patient and keeping a close eye on the patient. Or maybe the pain score was lower because mom didn't want to say that she had way more pain when the PT provider was right there at bedside in the room with them on this Swiss ball. There are a lot of factors that did play a role into the outcomes or into the results that we're seeing here. But if this can be repeated, if this can be duplicated using something that's more realistic, like nurses in the room or just a picture book with instructions, then this should become standard in all labor and delivery rooms. Overall, I do have a hard time believing all of these results, but the risk and harm is probably pretty low. What is the harm in just using a Swiss ball and trying some certain exercises? So even though I may not totally believe the results, it might be worth a trial. I think ultimately the takeaway, bottom line for me is, this study seems to be too good to be true in its effects of using a Swiss ball during labor. It should be duplicated, and hopefully it will be replicated in the future using more realistic resources like nurses in the room aiding the mother in how to use the Swiss ball. But until that time, there is probably little harm to doing this and might be worth trying some of the exercise described in this paper during the next labor and delivery. If you like this podcast, then please give it a review. But I know, I'm just like you. I don't give every podcast a review. So let's just be honest. If you like the podcast, just share it with a friend so we can all be a little bit better, one question at a time. And with that, I will end this podcast as I've ended every single one before it. Wait for the music. Until next time, Keith Quest in Questioning.